indie fuzz rock. Et nous avons le plaisir d'accueillir sur notre plateau les B-Boys. Ils viennent de Brooklyn et on est très heureux en fait qu'ils viennent nous voir.
We're glad to
welcome you. How are you?
Great. Yeah, amazing.
Yeah.
Super.
Yeah. So my first question is, your name is B-Boys?
Yes.
So why this name? Why B-Boys?
Britain, take that one.
My name is Britain. And then we have Brendan. Our name starts with a B. So when it's not like a very crazy story, but we shared a practice space with a bunch of other friends' bands. We didn't have a name. They put our names down as that in the calendar, and as we're thinking of a name, like, oh, should we call it, you know, whatever, this or that? Then we're like, oh, B-Boys. Okay, yeah, we'll try that. That's cool.
Voilà, donc c'est un nom que Britain a choisi. B is for Britain. Et puis, pas d'histoire trop folle à ce sujet, mais plutôt, en fait, qu'ils avaient besoin d'un nom et puis que ça sonnait bien et qu'ils viennent de New York. Donc, c'était B-Boys, quoi.
I know that your album was released in last June. Yes.
Yes.
Where did you get your inspiration? For your song and your music.
My turn. I think that we just can play really easily together. It's not like this big cohesion or like this big idea. It's just we just get in a room, we play for 30 minutes, and then we just try to piece together songs. And then from there, we actually pulled out like a whiteboard or something and just like marked all the demos as being like, okay, these ones have, they all make us, we all like, if all three of us like it, then it's like, gets like a check mark. And then that's it. And then we just kind of construct like the best cohesive idea of an album from there. But to us, it's just like very simple. We just get in a room, smoke weed and play music together.
a lot of it is just jammy.
Yeah, it's like really stupid and like easy. I don't know. It's not, we don't try to overcomplicate it. Cause I think one thing that we do respond to is like immediacy in songwriting. Like if you're like over laborious of a song, you kind of lose the initial momentum or the initial idea because you can just like work through a song so much that it kind of loses what made it good in the first place. So we're not afraid to just like trash a lot of material and just like, we have songs that we've played live before that we don't ever look back to again or anything. So they're just gone because they're bad.
I'm going to translate for our listeners, and it will not be very simple. Thank you.
Sorry.
Les inspirations, ils viennent de sortir un album en juin, en fait, il n'y a pas très longtemps.
C'est ça, le 16.
Et tu leur demandais, Williana, comment ils composaient en fait leurs morceaux. Ils s'enferment dans leur chambre, dans leur studio de répète, 30 minutes à peu près, et puis ils usent de substances pas forcément légales. Ils construisent ensemble, en fait, avec surtout beaucoup d'énergie. Ils n'ont pas du tout envie, en fait, de trop compliquer les choses. Ils essayent de retranscrire un son assez initial à partir de leurs idées. Ils jettent pas mal de choses et puis ils gardent le meilleur. Voilà. Je sais pas si j'ai tout, mais j'essaye.
Presque tout, ouais. C'était super. T'inquiète pas. We're talking about your album, which is called Dada.
Mm-hmm.
Why Dada? Is it something with a movement in the 20th century or nothing at all?
I think there is, in the sense that it's about randomness and kind of taking a bunch of different pieces and putting them together to make something that's more than that. But from the idea of the randomness comes like a central idea that a lot of people, you can take away whatever you want from it. And then we also just like the way that it sounded. It's kind of like...
Just phonetically.
Phonetically, it's funny. Like, it's like, yeah, like, I don't know, it just sounds like kind of simple and almost naive or something, which is, it just worked with B-Boys Dada. We had that name before we even had our first EP or a band, like all of our online presence is using that. But before we even thought about it as an album, we just liked the way that sounded. I don't know why. We had like one song that we don't even play that was called that, and we just for some reason it just stuck with us phonetically.
Yeah, that's one of those songs where we had to scrap it because we couldn't figure it out. It was really cool, I think, but it would just never came to fruition.
But for me, the art movement has like a big, at least with my thinking and design and stuff like that, and just their perspective of it, I thought it was kind of making fun of an art establishment or something that they see as of very high value. They made it really naive, and they kind of changed the idea of what art could be or something. So I think a lot of people put music in this, like, or art forms in general, in this like very upper echelon category of like it's really takes a lot of thought and like skill to make it and stuff, but not all the time. It's just you can have fun and make something that has as much of a voice as anyone else.
Alors, pourquoi le nom Dada pour leur album ? Voilà, donc quelque chose à voir sûrement avec le mouvement, en effet, artistique du début du siècle dernier. Ils aiment les choses simples et naïves et le collage de plusieurs choses ensemble. Et ils voulaient absolument ce son, le son du mot Dada, qu'ils aimaient beaucoup, en fait. C'était même le nom d'une chanson qui n'est pas sortie. Voilà, donc ils aiment cette idée, en effet, de rire de tout, de prendre du plaisir, en fait, à faire de la musique, et puis tout ce qui va à côté. Et puis, voilà, ils se sentent proches, en effet, de ce mouvement, mais c'était surtout le son qui les intéressait.
Bon.
Thank you for that concise...
She's good. Is it your first time in France?
Yeah, as a band, this is our first time in Europe as a whole. And yeah, in
and
France.
Your first concert tonight?
No, we played in Paris last night.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
What was it?
Espace B.
Yeah. Was it good? Or was the public?
It was great. It was awesome.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. They were rowdy. They had fun.
They were drunk.
They were drunk.
They
threw a cup at Britain.
They actually threw it at Andrew.
Oh, they did. Okay.
Donc les Parisiens hier, c'était cool, c'était fun, c'était super. Ils sont super contents d'être en Europe, et c'est la première fois pour eux.
Thank you very much for all your answers and to be with us. Thank you.
Thank you.
And
thank
you. We'll see you tonight.
Alors, ce soir, les B-Boys, c'était à la scène nationale d'Orléans. Ce sera eh bien, en troisième partie. Donc, où est-ce que c'est ? C'est à 21h30 et jusqu'à 22h15. Vous l'aurez compris, il y a beaucoup de concerts à voir ce soir. Thank you for coming in our studio. Beautiful studio.
It's
here.
So beautiful.
Studio.
It's so beautiful. Yeah.
On va écouter un titre des B-Boys tout de suite sur campus. Merci, Williana. Peut-être avais-tu une dernière petite question à leur poser, non ? Non, c'est bon ?
Non, c'est bon. Merci à eux, merci à toi.
Eh bien, on y va alors pour les B-Boys. Hop, j'essaye de trouver mon titre. Get a Grip, c'est tout de suite sur campus.
On va back.